It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will start to enforce evictions again. The city had stopped in mid-March because of the pandemic. Now, as the state will allow evictions to proceed, Denver has decided to do the same. A city spokesperson said it was a difficult decision, but the city was swayed by property owners who said they face foreclosure because tenants aren't paying rent. Douglas County plans to withdraw from the Tri-County Health Department over a new face mask order that county commissioners do not support. Tri-County also oversees Arapahoe and Adams counties, all in Metro Denver. Douglas County officials say they plan to opt out of the mask order and create their own public health department. County Commissioner Laura Thomas says the board questions the ability to enforce a mask requirement and that trusting the public and businesses is the best approach. Colorado Springs Utilities and Aurora Water have finished a project that reconnects sections of the Arkansas River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
For the first time in more than 55 years, rafters can float on the river from Leadville to Canyon City without disruption. A deteriorated dam has been replaced with a boat chute, a new water intake, and a fish ladder, which allows trout to spawn upstream. Ron Sanchez is with Colorado Springs. He says this was one of the last obstacles on the Arkansas.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was very instrumental in helping us understand their needs with the fish passage. And the Arkansas River Headwaters Recreation Association also very instrumental in helping us understand the boat chute needs.
The state supplied some of the funding for the more than $9 million project through Colorado Water Plan grants. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is searching for a bear they say attacked a man in his home in Aspen. Officials say around 1:30 this morning, the homeowner discovered the bear had come in through the front door. The bear attacked, clawing the man's head. Parks and Wildlife says the bear will be killed if it's found. Researchers are warning that native bees could be facing their own pandemic, but too little is known to help. CU Boulder scientists say a parasite that infects European honeybees also hits native bees around the world, but a review of the scientific literature shows little focus on native bees, which are not the powerhouse crop pollinators that honeybees are. The study's lead scientist says native bees make up the majority of bee populations in the world and contribute significantly to pollination too. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.